Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcast Network. Really glad you've decided to join us. Man, you know, I always think I'm going to have more time before the show, and I never do. So, I don't know exactly what guests we're going to have tonight. I'm hoping to have a special, amazing surprise guest at the bottom of the hour. Or anytime if you can call in. I've got a couple of people lined up potentially to call in, but I haven't gotten confirmation, so I'm not going to speak of it until they call in. And if they don't, hey, anybody's welcome to call in. If you're out there and you're inspired to share your thoughts, please call in. If you haven't listened to the show before, the reason it's called the White Rose Resistance Hour is out of respect for and in homage to the White Rose Resistance in the 40s against the Third Reich. They were a group of college students in Munich, and they stood up, not militarily, but philosophically, morally, ethically, against the atrocious conduct of those that would enslave humanity and hurt people they didn't like and oppress people they didn't feel were of the superior bloodlines, you know, the supremacism really knows no bounds. And, you know, through history, there's been a bunch of different master races, right? So that was the one in the 40s, and these people stood up to it. And so, hey, here we go again. You know, we've got the Klaus Schwabs and the Bill Gateses, and, you know, they believe that they are our betters and that they are the master ruling class and some sort of elite, some sort of royalty, and all they really are is malfunctioning would-be human beings. They really aren't. They're a different class of species. They are devoid of care. They are devoid of humanity and feel that they need to rule over and subjugate the rest of us. And for the first time maybe in the history of the world, according to, well, you know, one of their own, robber baron, ruling class, mucky muck, Zbigniew Brzezinski, when speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations, said, hey, for the first time in the history of humanity, the population is awake and aware politically and looking us in the eye. And he seemed a bit worried the way he said it. It was an insider speech to the CFR. By Zbigniew Brzezinski, top-level player, you know, global chessboard, mucky muck, would-be ruling class. I won't use the word because I'd like to think this is a family show, but yeah, one of those misfits. And so, yeah, here we are. You know, we are waking up, and a lot of us are just not having it and not willing to be subservient, not willing to be compliant with any further, you know, oppression of our spirit, of our freedom, of our humanity, of our of our love for each other and the world and the planet, and our kindness and our willingness to cooperate with each other and make the world better is just starting to override their control mechanism. And it's a wonderful thing. So thanks for being here, because if you're hearing this transmission, you are the resistance, as it were, corny as it sounds. Yeah, here we are, you know, truth, justice, and the American way. Corny as that sounds, you've got to love it, you know. And this spirit isn't just American. You know, this spirit exists all around the world. And people are coming together across political lines and across cultural lines and across economic lines, you know, because enough is enough. We've had enough. So that's what the show is about. You know, the show is about standing up to the bullies and the retards that think they're our betters. You know, really they're an inferior subhuman class of predatory misfit, you know, idiots. And they just need to be taken to the woodshed. They need to be told that their 15 minutes is up and it's our turn. So what form that's going to take is up to us. But we're beginning to see that we can shake off the control grid. We can step aside from the matrix. And it's not easy, you know. A lot of us are having to separate from friends and family members because they don't want to see what's really going on. And it's not easy. It's not easy facing up. But I'll tell you what, man, once I committed to just knowing what the truth is, you know, and the truth is discernible. The truth is something that is recognizable. It takes a little practice. Some call it discernment. But we get that if we want it bad enough and if we're willing to, you know, take the time and step away from the evening news and the mass media and study a little bit, you know, learn about the trivium, learn about natural law. I'm going to give out a couple of names and direct you to a couple of places. So if you're able to write these down, that'd be great, because I'm not that wise. I don't know anything new. I kind of just, I've been lucky, you know, and I've been fortunate and blessed to be directed to some people that are really wonderful and knowledgeable and have been studying things for decades. And so if you were to write this down and at some point go and find guys like Mark Hassio at his website, whatonearthishappening.com, and his even better new website where he has 40 content providers. That website is onegreatworknetwork.com. I apologize, I'm not in front of a computer. I barely have a phone service out here. I'm in the woods of North Idaho. You might hear traffic going by. There's a little road through the woods, and I just don't have internet connectivity. I'm working on that, folks. Thanks for bearing with me. But yeah, One Great Work Network, Mark Hassio. He's been amassing an amazing body of knowledge for a long time, 15 years or so. And then, of course, there's Jordan Maxwell, who's been Baptist since I was born, since the late 50s. He's amazing. Anything you find by Jordan Maxwell, he's gotten a little bit dark lately. He's still an amazing man, but, you know, I think he's just been, you know, it gets a little heavy sometimes, and he's lived to see the rollout of what he's been warning about for 50 years. But anything by him is wonderful. And then, of course, there's 21st Century Wire, Patrick Henningsen, amazing site. Anything on 21st Century Wire? If people say there's no honest media, there is. There's 21st Century Wire. There's Dan Dix's Press for Truth. There is the Corbett Report, James Corbett, amazing, wonderful guy. So many I couldn't remember. And, of course, big thank you to RBN and John for putting me on the air. Wow, brave guys. Thank you. If you can support them, that'd be great. You know, they let people tell the truth. They let people air things that aren't commonly aired on the media. So with that being said, I think I'm going to launch into some things that I've wanted to talk about, you know, ahead of our next break, which is coming up here. Let me go to my show notes. I can't access it online. And if it sounds like there's a train in the background, that's because there's a train in the background. quarter mile from the railroad tracks. I'm on the other side of the tracks, as it were. So it's charming because it's such a distance, but thanks for bearing with it. And, yeah, so I've got a break coming up here at 4:20, and I've got 4:10, so we're 10 minutes in. Thank you for being here. You know, what are the things you're not supposed to talk about? Let's start with that. What are the things that are verboten? You know, somebody wise once said, if you want to know who rules you, take a look at who you can't talk about. You know, if you want to know what's important to talk about, look at what they don't want you to talk about. So, you know, certainly there's Israel, there's that whole issue. There's the influence of Israel over America. That's a really important topic, and I'm not one of those hey, blame the Jews for everything guys. Definitely not the case, but you know, the good people of Israel, and there are a lot of them, have been played by these globalists. And you know, Israel has a huge amount of guilt and culpability in things like 9/11 and things like our global banking system and the takeover that it's responsible for. In our media, they're disproportionately represented. If they're 2% of the population and 80 or 90% of media control, you know, there's something to be said for that. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know we need to look honestly at it because it's a factor, you know, it's definitely a factor. So, you know, one of my best friends who I co-founded We Are Change LA with, a Mexican Jewish man of amazing character, Jeremy Roth Duchel. I hope I can get on as a guest because he's researched Israel and the Israeli connection to 9/11 and the Israeli intelligence networks and their partnership with our intelligence networks to subjugate humanity and to put down truth and freedom. And it needs to be addressed, you know, it needs to be addressed in an honest, forthright manner without holding any one group, you know, accountable, as it were, because, you know, these evil entities that puppeteer bloodlines, that puppeteer nation states, you know, they'll wear any mask. They'll wear Asian masks. Look at Pol Pot, what he did in Southeast Asia. You know, Russian masks. I mean, look at the atrocities going on in Africa. You know, black folks killing each other. You know, they'll wear black masks. They'll wear white masks. And we just need to address the fact that evil is evil and kindness is kindness. And that's what I'm getting at, folks, in a roundabout way, that principles are key. You know, and I'm starting to understand that living by principle is so important. And the way that Mark Passio lays it out, living by natural law, the laws of nature, as are described actually in our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, and they point to the laws of nature, of natural law, and men being free and having the right to defend themselves and each other, and the right to speak their minds, and the right to, you know, all the rights that we have inherently through nature, through natural law, if you want to call it God's law, laws of karma. You know, they transcend all cultures, all colors, and they're the most important things as I see it. And understanding that and the study of it, fleshing it out in a very studied, in a very learned way, is something that I have great respect for, which is why I have tremendous respect for Mark Passio. So I would direct you to his website. Websites, they are amazing. He is the master, and I have been proud to say, you know, I've been unofficially a student of his, learning how to be a better person, be a better man. He's one of the people that's taught me quite a bit, so I wanted to share that with you. So, yeah, natural law, karma, call it what you will, principles before labels, you know. I mean, would I side with somebody, would I defend somebody who's a different color or of a different political persuasion or of a different orientation of one kind or another and do what's right and defend that person if somebody like me was attacking them? You know, would I do that? Would I do the right thing, or would I side with, you know, my little group, my little You know, and that's a tough thing to ask of myself. You know, would I really put principles first? Would I be willing to stand alone against a room full of people that are wanting me to put on a mask? because they are intellectually and philosophically and morally decayed and weak of mind to the point where they believe that is justifiable somehow. You know, am I willing to be unpopular? Am I willing to do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may? You know, and that's not an easy thing, man. We're all facing that. This is something we're all being tasked with, finding our compass, what guides us. You know, what are we willing to stand firmly for? And that's why I'm hoping our guest comes on, because he's a man that has done exactly that in an amazing way. And that's what I'm trying to move towards being myself. It is not easy, you know. It is not easy living on, you know, standing on principles. And I'm not trying to say I do it all the time. I am far from anywhere near where I want to be in that regard. But, you know, I see examples of it all the time, and I'm so inspired. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, you know, is I am seeing the amazing value of gravitating towards and aligning myself with principled people, regardless of what color they are, you know, whether they call themselves this labeled person, that labeled person. You know, I'm so not wanting to side with this label or that label, you know, even though there are some pretty stanky labels out there. You know, I don't like what I'm seeing by groups of people that are, you know, standing under this banner or that flag or this ideology. But, you know, a lot of them, they're so misguided. Maybe they'll come around. You know, maybe if I don't staunchly support this label or that label and stand on principle, I'll be serving better interests, my higher self. I'll be serving something better than just, you know, hey man, I'm on team seven. I'm team blue, team red, team, you know, rainbow. God forbid, you know. Yeah, that's one thing, folks. You got to take back the rainbow. I want it back. I don't think I want to give it up to some team label, you know, marketing tool for Lucifer. No thanks. I used to really like the rainbow. I still like the rainbow. When you see it in nature, it's a whole different thing than when you see it on a side of a drone, you know, a predator drone or whatever they're putting them on now. Oh, God. It's getting crazy. So I've got 3 minutes to come to the break, and I'm rambling and rattling on. So hopefully we'll get a call and get here and save you from my mumblings. But my Lord, there's a lot of wonderful stuff going on in the world, and I've been blessed to be amongst people that are just turning their back on the idiocracy and banding together as good people to kind of put those idiots in the rearview mirror and build our own networks and our own infrastructure of, you know, good-hearted people, so that we're not dependent on the matrix for the money system and for the food, you know, production and distribution system. And we can do it. You know, we can all start down that path of being, you know, more self-sufficient and more community-oriented. And, you know, maybe we have enough space to have a little hydroponic garden on our balcony of our apartment or in the backyard. Maybe we can have some chickens and share the eggs with somebody who's, you know, growing some food that they can share with us. And maybe we can get together with our neighbors and homeschool our kids, you know, and have a little cooperation and whatnot, and ward off, you know, the media machinations, you know, for us to conform. You know, it's I think that era is running its course, and it's about community. And getting close to a break here, and I'm so happy to be with you, and it's a wonderful time to be alive. So stay with us. I'll see you on the other side of our break. This is Stuart Howe, the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for getting through the break with us. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. And I've got a couple callers on the line. Who have I got out there? Have I got a caller or two on the line there?
Hello.
Oh, great. Hey, Mark, yeah, you're in Texas.
Yes. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, welcome to the show. How are things in Texas, Mark?
And it's these are the days, as the 10,000 maniac just said.
Yeah.
What a
absolutely
great song,
these are days.
I got to pull that back out.
Yeah.
That that is one of my top 20 favorites. Love the
mine too. You know what? I gave a lot of thought to the songs and the bumper music here, and there's a few that just, you know, they kind of take me to another level. And you know, there's some Bob Dylan songs that do it, you know, and there's some Simon and Garfunkel songs. But yeah, thank you for mentioning that, Mark. I really like Natalie Merchant a lot.
Wow. Well, I was going to give Ken the credit, but yeah, I'm impressed.
No, Ken's good. No, Ken actually he cooks the best clips out of the songs, and the timing is all Ken. So yeah, a lot of credit to Ken.
Well, it inspired me to call. I wasn't going to call.
Good. Good. Well, it did its job then. Well, how are you bearing up under the Idiocracy they're rolling out in Texas, Mark?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We're doing good. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Amen.
You know, you brought up so many topics. What I wanted to say, I just recently heard you and your show last week on people's rights, and it was just fabulous.
Well, thank you, Mark. What did you like about it most? Because I'm really impressed with people's rights. They're an amazing, amazing group whose time has come.
Yeah, I hadn't checked the website out yet. My laptop died. I'm kind of like Frank from North Carolina. I'm listening by phone. And, you know, I really enjoyed, I hadn't checked my emails in about a week. And I'm staying off the dating sites, which is a good thing. And, you know, life is good, brother. What you mentioned earlier, you know, we're talking about identity politics and the propaganda media is just so dadgum strong that, you know, they just divide everything. They divide everybody. And we divide ourselves. That's how we've been programmed. And it's, you know, it's we the people. That's what you're talking about. That's what people's rights are. And I don't know how we do it, but I just really, when I heard the guy in Spokane, I was just like, hey, that makes a lot of sense. Because where I'm at, Abbott lifted the, you know, regulation, but the city of Dallas and all the stores are still enforcing it. So I'm still like the only one not wearing a mask. I did see another guy today.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
good,
I mean, it's
you,
just, you know, it just depends whether you're in the city or you're out of the city. And I've lived both places. And, you know, that's really the divide. And, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm very busy, and I got a lot of stuff to do every day. And I just rather take my chances here locally. And I just don't wear the mask, that's all.
Well,
and I hadn't been asked for it yet.
Yeah.
It's
kind of a dividing factor. I had to tell somebody today I couldn't join them to some place I was invited to. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to stand on principle. That's a deal breaker. You know, I said it with a smile, but, I've got to acknowledge that they have the right to mask up and be willfully ignorant and to be misled by that media. Just like you said, that's their right, but it doesn't have to bring me down. I can turn off that media. I can turn off that media and I can walk away to a bunch of people that aren't wearing masks and find, you know, a little more sensible, good-hearted group of people and go in that direction. And that's what I've chosen to do. And still, when I have to go around people with masks, I just try and stand my ground and, and not hate on them, because I don't want that to be another divide. But at the end of the day,
I'm non-confrontational. I have one in my back pocket, right? And if I have to put it on, but anyway, that's really not what I wanted to talk about. It's just we the people.
Okay.
And we don't need that many of us. We don't need everybody. As evidence of the Capitol rally, there's, what was it? I don't know, half a million, million? I don't know how many showed up. But it was amazing.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Mark. I think we're coming up on a break, and I'm probably going to have to move on. But you bring up the most important point of all is that we just need to go our own direction. And it's important for us to just not let them divide us.
It's we the people. As you said.
We have to stand on principle. That's
principle.
Right. Amen. That is the truth.
All
the
right?
principle of we the people and taking care of each other. And that's what that's what is all about with people's rights, is standing up for our rights and for our neighbors' rights and for each other's rights, for the rights of all people.
Well,
we are
either
the people.
We have law or we don't have law. It's very simple.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Well, you know what? They have dismissed rule of law, but that doesn't mean that we have to go along with it. We have to hold people accountable. We have to allow ourselves to be held accountable. And just because they have moved past rule of law and accountability and principles, that doesn't mean we have to. So I thank you for pointing that out. That's very important.
All right, last parting shot. We need to raise hell is what we need to do.
Well, or raise heaven.
Well, you know what I mean, Stuart.
I do. I mean, that's the thing, and you bring up a very, very important point. There's a time to be tolerant, to be kind, loving, and tolerant. And there's a time to be lovingly intolerant and to say,
tolerant
I can't go along with it.
Yeah, tolerant.
Well, these people that are going to put on masks and these people that are going to divide,
attempt to divide people
along lines of color, and that are going to attempt to, encourage our children to become transgendered at five.
No,
we need to be intolerant
we
of that.
People. Yeah, they're we the people.
Yeah.
These sheeple just don't know any better. All they do is watch NBC. They're busy raising families, trying to live in this, it's tough. It's tough out there.
It is. But that points out to me how important it is for us to be guided by principle, because it becomes less confusing when we're guided by principles, and whether you want to call it God or whether you want to call it, an inner respect for doing what's right, kindness and love and brotherhood, any label you want to put on it, I'm starting to see it just as good-natured humanity. And if we lean towards that and let that guide us, then we become, I know from my perspective, I become less susceptible to believing the BS that they're trying to sling on mainstream media. So I think you're right. We the people need to move in a direction where we're, getting stronger and consolidating our strength. And those of us that can think for ourselves and are good, decent people need to band together and turn our backs on the lies and deception of the mainstream media and all their mass this and, all the divide and conquer mechanisms and all of it. It needs to be disposed of. It needs to be put in the rearview mirror.
And we believers, I agree with that, Stuart, but we believers, and I credit my Christian upbringing, and I'm the prodigal son. I went away, and I lived in the world. And, let me tell you what, for me, the only way I began to understand truth was by reading the Bible for myself and having the gift of the Holy Spirit, when you do that, to give you understanding. You're not going to get that in seminaries where they have the Scofield Bible. The Oxford Press printed that and gave it to all the seminaries all over the country. So they're all teaching this, in my opinion, not a correct reference to to Israel. It's just, anyway, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
No,
but
yeah, no, look, we don't need to get off in the bushes there. We don't need to get off.
No.
I know what you're saying. It's like I don't trust things that have been written down and then rewritten by people in England, whether it's Oxford or you know, the fake what is it? The Bible, the main Bible is King George. I mean, yeah, I'm going to trust a British king. So I just know that whatever the divine creator is, he gave me a way to have a direct relationship to that source of knowing, that discernment, that love and kindness and that goodness. And we have to search for it
and seek it out.
Yeah. That's right. I've never found it in the book. Yeah.
The truth is the truth.
I personally have never found it in any book, but you have something that works for you and you are trying to become a better man, and you realize the importance of we the people standing together in brotherhood. And you know
it's
what
because I love my brother
that,
man. That's
a good
right.
book.
Yeah,
that's a
I
good
love
book
my
right
brother.
There. I think that's why
brother
that's why
sister.
They call it the good book.
That's correct. And but we all gotta know whether we agree on that or not, it doesn't matter. It's we've got a immediate threat to our way of life.
Yeah, present danger. Absolutely.
Brother, it's right in our
Absolutely.
Face. It is right square in our face.
Yeah, well, I believe that we need to stand up against that in a manner which is actually standing up for we the people. I don't believe in fighting the darkness so much as enhancing the light. And I think there's probably
Amen.
Some scripture
Amen.
That would support that, you know?
Amen.
And,
Amen,
I don't,
there is.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, that's what I think we're seeing with organizations and movements, for lack of a better word, during this awakening period of people's rights, of people standing up for each other in community and standing up for themselves and their own, you know, inherent God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right to have self-determination, the right to express ourselves, the right to defend ourselves and each other, period. I don't care what some mucky mucks of supremacist writes down on a piece of paper claiming to have the authority to tell me I can't defend myself, or claiming to have the authority to tell me that I can or can't do this or that, or that I have to inject myself with some toxic crap from some company that has a track record of poisoning people around the world. I'm not buying it, and a lot of people aren't buying it. And, you know, that to me is the solution, is us living firmly in the truth of our divine right to prosper and be free of slavery. And any religion or any book that supports
is given by our founding fathers. You didn't have to be a Christian to come here. They were fighting England. That was just happened to be who was here. And they made the, you know, whatever. I'm not going to argue about whether it's real or not. We got a clear and present danger. And this is not anything that our forefathers and our, they didn't fight. I mean, they fought the same fight, is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always been the same fight, I believe, Mark, at the end of the day. It's always been the same fight. I mean, our adversaries put on a different mask from time to time, but it's always been the same fight. And, you know,
and it ends in the city of London. It ends in the city of London. That's where it ends.
Well, that's one of the places. Yeah, absolutely. But at that's the end of the day, opinion, you know, yeah. there's also a contingent in Washington, D.C., you know, and there's also a contingent in Israel, and I'm sure there's a contingent somewhere in Asia. You know, the
It's international, brother. It's international.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I think it's great because it's bringing a lot of people together. You know, it's brought you to me, to us, to we the people, recognizing
And let's look at our similarities.
I'm rejoicing.
Right? Let's look at our similarities.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
We like good food. We like our air on. We like our heat on. We like our lights on. We like to go as we please. We like to travel internationally if we want. It's just freedom. I mean, other than that, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, amen. Well, that's very well said, Mark. Well, I've kept you a little longer than I thought I would because we haven't gone to break. Usually I'll get some bumper music cuts in. Let me know we're going to break, but I had two other callers on the line. I had Dave in New York, and I had Pat in Fort Worth. Mark, is it okay if I let you go and see what these other gentlemen have to have on their mind this afternoon?
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, really enjoyed our chat. Take care.
I love you too, buddy. Have a great day. There he goes, everybody. Mark from Texas. So if we're lucky, we might have Dave or Pat still on the line. There might be somebody waiting in the wings.
We do. Dave here.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Oh, good evening.
How's your Saturday going? Yeah, you're in New York. Give us a...
I'm in upstate. No, I'm in upstate New York.
Nice. Well, Dave, yeah. If you're so inclined, could you give us a New York report? How are things going in New York?
Well, it looks like they're ditching the dimpled governor. So I don't know if his bridge is going to fall apart too. It was a little crazy. Apparently, they really want to get rid of him, and all these women come out when it's safe, and you don't even know if they're all real or not. I mean, this is just a typical takedown of a politician, it seems like, these days.
You know what, Dave? That's such a great point. That is such a great point. I was thinking about that today. When they want to dispose of somebody, they typically use a sex issue because it confines it to them, and it keeps the focus off the bigger picture.
Yes. And some people have suggested this, like Keith Rogers. He suggested that this was to take the focus off killing people in nursing homes and all the death that can come out of this COVID thing in various clandestine ways. I was calling. I just had watched a couple videos, and you know, you try to keep up on things and try to get an idea of what's going on. There's a very interesting one. You may not have seen it yet. And sometimes the conclusions you draw from these things take time to digest. So it's from beforeitsnews.com. And the title of it is Trump Flies Over White House and You Ask Who's in Charge. And that was allegedly occurring on March 11th. Of course, we can't see Trump in any of these helicopters, but there were military helicopters flying over there, apparently. And then the guy harasses Lester Holt out there and asks him questions and asks him why the White House is dark at night. But then apparently on the 12th, he was at a hotel with an aerial type view over to the White House. And I'm not sure exactly of the lay of the land, but he's showing that nobody was out there during Biden's speech. Now, and you couldn't hear any clapping. He's walking in and out of the hotel room, and you can see Biden and folks right on TV. So it appears to be that this was live at that time. But it may be that Biden's presentation was all pre-recorded. It also may be all kinds of other things that we don't need to jump into the hopium train and go down all kinds of different strange suggestions that we can't verify. But I just was wondering if anybody has really looked into this, whether I mean, they're trying to claim that the White House is basically unoccupied and there was very little security protection at that time and all these sorts of things. People haven't talked about it much on the network, and maybe there's a good reason why.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me. I'm of the opinion, Dave, that it's actually all smoke and mirrors, and it's a big theater show, and there's nothing worthwhile going on in D.C. and hasn't been for a while, other than a big production number, you know. And I have really drawn the conclusion that it's really important for us to be more state, county, and city focus, and you know, support our local. If we have a constitutional sheriff, or if we have good politicians, support them, and expose the scallywags and the guys that are on the take and the corrupt officials in our local areas. Because you know, Washington D.C. Every time I've been there, and I've confronted some of those guys going back to the 9/11 truth days, they don't care. It's just it's a big theater show for the idiots to buy into it. There's nothing real happening there. They're completely sold out. It is a complete joke. There's nothing worthwhile or worth paying attention to, in my humble opinion. And everything you're saying is quite possibly and probably true. You know,
that's a very good point from somebody who has been there, and that speaks to me. And also, I listened to James Corbett a week or so ago. He put out a video, President Trump. Now, I don't usually listen to James Corbett, just the way he comes across, and I don't know what he's talking about. But this one was so powerful that it basically said, why are you guys trying to elect a president that never worked before? It didn't work with Trump. Trump was a fake. Trump was a trick. And he made a very strong point, and I've been seeing it. And once Trump went after the vaccine, I mean, all three of the last presidents bombed Syria immediately upon getting in office. And Trump and Obama used the same language from the same script, apparently. Look on YouTube, by side.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
And you know what, Dave? That brings up a great point. Where does that script come from? And what is the driving force behind all these presidents? All these presidents and their regimes attacking Israel's enemies. Is it a coincidence, you know, that that so many of these people that are driving these large groups and these policy decisions have Israel's best interest in mind ahead of the United States or ahead of humanity? I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, it is a coincidence for a reason. It was done on purpose. So, the other video that's very important here now, Del Bigtree, he hasn't always been accurate, especially early on in the pandemic about some things he said, but he's come out with much better stuff since then. And he had this guy, he played Gert van den Bush, PhD from Belgium, part of Gavi, formerly part of Gavi, let's say, part of Bill Gates, he was in the Ebola vaccine research. Leading this and guiding it, okay? Mm. He knows what he's about. He's warning greatly about the ability of this mRNA vaccine to shut down immunity to the other strains when they come out by some mechanisms that he discusses, and we won't talk about them right now. I think we should all watch the video and learn. Very powerful.
Yeah, well, great. There's great stuff in several areas. Del Bigtree, James Corbett, he's had some remarkable videos out. There's just some amazing stuff out there. Some of the work that Patrick Henningsen has done, has reporters on the ground in Syria, also is amazing. 21st Century Wire is another good one. So thanks for pointing those out, Dave. Yeah, you are tapped into some really good sources for good information.
Well, all I can say is that this van den Bosch, his theory of the negative effects of the vaccine are much stronger and insightful than the other negative ones that we've heard from Mikovits and Tenpenny and things. It's a good to add to the mix, and I'll let you go on to your next caller.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the things you Yeah, I appreciate what you've brought up. It's really important stuff, and I think you bring out the importance of recognizing a limited hangout, and I think that's what we're seeing. A lot of these people that are opposing the vaccine, and I love what I've heard from Judy Mikovits, but I don't think it goes all the way to really pointing out that it's not a vaccine. A vaccine has to, A, hinder you getting the whatever the disease or malady is, and B, keep you from spreading it. This does neither. It can't be called the vaccine by definition. And so what is it?
Well, yeah, that's very interesting you say that. Because I was suspicious of Judy Mikovits, and everybody else is interested in her. But my question is, if they held her without charges for 7 years, why'd they let her out of the box and let her put out books and go on TV? I mean,
yeah. Very, very important questions. I've got a break here. You're welcome to stay through the break.
No, that's fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling in. All right, Dave, there goes Dave.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. Wow, great callers. I really want to thank Mark and Dave for calling in, and we may have Pat still on the line. Do we still have Pat on the line from Fort Worth?
Yes, but this is a lady, Pat. I got by with that. Ha ha.
Oh, hi, Pat. Pat, are you in Fort Worth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. How are things in Fort Worth, Pat?
Beautiful. It's too hot yesterday. I had to come in and say I'll go back out at night and do that. I'm not used to that heat.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you what,
I'm in northern Idaho. It's warmed up. I love it. I love it. Springtime.
It might be a trick. I'm telling people, don't just assume that you can plant something already growing and hope it'll live. This Texas, you know. Are you there? I wanted to tell people some things that they can look up to cheer them up if the one they listen to is too much of what we're going to do, we don't know. There's a TV station called NTD. I try to remember it by Nancy's Too Dumb, okay? They do come over regular channels. They want you to ask for them. But they're Taiwanese. And so they will tell you the news without, the usual communist interpretation of it. Okay? It's really good. And they're taking them off a little bit at a time. So if I don't have time to look at it before they take it off, I just capture it somewhere and go back and look at it later. But there's another one, Newsmax. I don't know if people know about that. I didn't know there was a local podcast.
I've heard
podcast
the name. And...
Okay, it's really good.
Yeah, Pat, what are some of your favorite things that you've learned on there? Could you share with us some of the good things that these channels have put out that you've liked? What are some of the good topics?
Well, we had a really good guy here on WBAP, which is controlled by one person. And if they don't like you, you don't get on any of the shows. But his name is, what was it? He calls himself your Liberty Loving Latino. And I mentioned that on RBN. And then Tom from Florida said, I don't know who that is. I thought, how did he know VAP doesn't go to Florida, so I saw him on Newsmax, so he's moved up to Newsmax, and I can look at him now. it was a radio talk show. And anyway, there's another one called Valuetainment, Valuetainment. And
hey, we're out of time there, Pat. Thank you for calling
All
in.
Right.
I want to thank RBN. Pat, you're welcome to call in next week. Hey, I love you guys. Look forward to talking with you again next Saturday. Have a great week. And as you cross the wilderness, spending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of the new day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.